Okay, warriors, you are listening to Unqualified Therapists. Remember, stay wild and weird.
Hey, warriors, this is Amy.
And I'm Sarah. We started this podcast because mental health is complicated and the stigma surrounding it can make us feel alone.
So we are here to share authentic stories in order to normalize and prioritize mental health.
We believe in professional therapy. We both use it on our own healing journeys.
But we also know it isn't one size fits all. So we are here to provide tools from our own experiences,
as well as those from our guests and professionals that come on the show.
Thank you for being here as we navigate the complexities of mental health and mental illness together.
Remember, hold on, warriors. We're gonna make it. Warrior.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Unqualified Therapist.
You guys are in for a juicy episode.
That's our best impersonation of Jeff.
Today we are talking about Jeff and Shalia from the Twin Flames universe. And they like to use that word when they introduce all of their YouTube videos. This is a juicy episode.
This is going to be a juicy one.
It's a juicy one.
Wow.
It just made us start singing Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like them real thick and juicy.
Oh, my. We're going to be talking about the Netflix documentary Escaping Twin Flames. And I just binged today the one on Prime, Desperately Seeking Soulmate, also Escaping Twin Flames universe. But before we get into that,
we did some stuff this weekend.
We sure did, didn't we?
Yes.
It felt like a year in a weekend.
It sure did. I like literally felt like we were there for at least a month.
At least a month, yes, because time, you know.
Doesn't exist. It's weird. It's so bizarre. I felt like we hit some kind of time slip and we were there for, but the opposite, because usually isn't a time slip like when you go and you feel like you were gone for 3 minutes and it was really like you were gone for hours?
Yeah, it felt opposite. I felt like I had a whole life there.
Yes.
And so it felt very weird to come back.
Yes.
And I'm just glad that you felt the same way, because I was like, something has happened to me.
I felt like, what's going on?
Like, why am I here and not there? And it was like I understood this life that I was in, and like my children and Mike, and I understood it, but I was like, it feels like I don't really like belong here.
It was weird. It was very weird.
So all sorts of things happened in Atlanta, and we are going to talk about why it is one of our favorite cities now.
Yes.
Over on Patreon.
Yes. Yeah, so if you want all of the tea on our trip to Atlanta, we went there for the Impact Awards to be honored as a community of influence in mental health. It was very humbling and amazing experience. But you can go hear all about that on Patreon.
We are now
an
hashtag
award-winning podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes.
Feels so weird.
We're running with that, yes, because it's true. And it was great to feel appreciated and like, you know, again, I just always feel like often we're talking out into the void, and knowing that people are listening and we are helping people and people are enjoying our content. Sometimes it is a little bit more fun and sometimes it's a little more serious.
Yes.
And that's just who we are.
That's going to be a roller coaster of today's episode. It's going to be a little fun and a little bit more serious, because we to get through this kind of shit, you got to have some loosey-goosey moments.
You really do. And it's mind fucking me a little bit, and I'll explain more. I just was talking to Sarah about this, but before we get into it, you can join our Patreon for as little as $5 a month, and doing that, you will get extra content. A lot of our face You'll get a lot of video. I'm talking to Patreon right now into my camera.
I know, we're both like smiling, cheese and real.
Here we are. We've had so many people that have been with us from the beginning, and we're so appreciative of them. We would love to grow our community. We really and truly appreciate every single person who joins there and donates their money to us, because it really does keep the mics on, and that is what it is used for.
Yeah.
Only.
Exactly. The cost for producing this podcast has actually gone up kind of a lot.
A lot.
So we are a little short now on being able to produce it purely from Patreon. So your support would mean everything to us to be able to keep the mics on so that we can afford to continue to put our episodes out.
While our dream and our manifestation is to make money doing this as a full-time job, right now we just want to be able to pay for it and not out of pocket. So please join us over at
patreon.com/unqualifiedtherapistsinc.
That's another one. Like, is it a backslash or a forward slash?
I don't know, because it looks like it's leaning forward, right?
It does look like it, right?
So I would call that a forward slash, but I really think it's, well, you know, just do the slash you always do.
And we also have that link in our show notes for every episode that we put out there. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And it is also on our website, unqualifiedtherapists.com. You can do a one-time donation even if you would like, or you can join our Patreon and get some good stuff there as well. Every video episode we do goes up on Patreon, and we are actually talking about trying to do every episode now as a video episode so that all of them can be on our Patreon. So you will get to see us coming from work looking nice. You will get to see us coming from working from home looking like under the bridge trolls. You'll
the thing about
all of the gamuts,
your Patreon episodes, is they are unedited.
Yes.
So you get the raw, like,
everything,
all the things that we say and do, and the yawns,
the random thoughts that come out,
the random thoughts,
the off-topic trains that go off the rails that can be really fun and funny, but also totally just not even part of
the episode. The side notes that are not real side notes. They should not be part of the episode.
Yes.
So you'll get to know us a little better over there.
You'll also get some extra content. We have some downloadables over there. We have meditations. We have yoga classes. We have workbooks, like full workbooks on chakra therapy. We have lots of stuff to look at.
And while we are away, we planned out our annual event, and you will be the first to know about it over on Patreon.
Yes. So head over there, find out all the details, because I don't know about you, but I'm like super excited about it.
I see it already.
Uh-huh.
And so we know that it's happening, that it's happened, that it is going to happen. And so I can just see it, and I'm very, very excited. And it's going to be so cool. We came up with some really great ideas.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what's not a great idea.
What?
Joining the Twin Flames universe. terrible plan. Do not recommend. 0 out of 10.
Do not recommend.
Yeah, that's it. Holy.
Unsubscribe.
Holy hell.
Unfollow.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
And I always want to say, like, I just can't believe this. But listen, I believe it. And you know, I think that with all the things that we have covered in terms of cults and even MLMs, the bottom line is everybody's looking for community.
Yeah.
Being alone is hard. And I think that that is probably what the draw is here, is that you are looking for community and you are looking for your one true love.
Absolutely. And I found an article that writes about both of these documentaries and talking about the Twin Flames community. It's on today.com. And what it says is, at the core of Twin Flames universe ideology is that God created two parts of us to have basically one soul. And those two parts that were created at the exact same time are mirror images of one another. You're going to hear us say the word mirror 175 times today, because this is at the basis of everything that they do and how you know how every cult has their like thing where you work through the things, and this is theirs. So
then just realized they weren't very unique. Mm-hmm. It's in the damn definition. Exactly. Good job, Jeff.
So the people at the helm of this ship are named Jeff and Shalia. They both had, so Jeff is his birth given name, but he had changed it to some
so many
more
different,
spiritual
he
names.
He had a lot of names, and he had a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
He cured cancer.
Yes, exactly.
MS, all of these things for $5 or something like that.
So he and his wife, Shalia, who was birth name was Megan. We just love this journey for them in their, bless their hearts. And these more spiritual names that they were trying to go for. But we're going to kind of break this down, talk about the things that we saw. And Jeff's name was Ender. It was Ender and Shalia.
Ender.
Yes.
That's right.
I wonder if that's because he was trying to end disease.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Perhaps. I mean, he does become Jesus, though.
Yes, he does. That was
the second coming.
I can't even. So they talk about the beginning, kind of the beginning parts of both of these people, but they don't really go into Shalia all that much, which I find to be interesting, but not curious, if that makes sense, because he kind of takes over.
There's a lot of times where she's sitting behind him, and she's just saying, and not a lot of words, not a lot of ideas. And there's times when I'm like, this is an unhealthy relationship. But in the other documentary, there are people who knew her in her as Megan who believe that she might be like behind primarily the spiritual side of it and guiding it. There's all this thought, like, which one of them is really like pushing this? Like, you know, he was a business major. And his whole dream forever was just to make money.
Yep. He grew up wanting to be a millionaire. And like you mentioned, he had several websites prior to Twin Flames. He was selling himself as a cancer healer, a healer of any kind of physical or mental illness. And it was for a price, though. But he met Megan, who goes by Shalia and who we'll probably refer to as Shalia from here on out. And she was an extremely spiritual person. And when he met her, he kind of started to get into the whole spiritual side as well. And she introduced him to a lot of different spiritual practices that I don't think he had really experienced before.
The idea of a twin flame is that it's going to challenge you. They are going to really like refine you. And it's tumultuous and chaotic. And it's supposed to be because it's healing you through this relationship. And I just read that article, a different article that I will also link, and what Sarah said as well. And now it makes the whole documentary makes so much more sense to me, because now it makes sense as to why they allowed and really encouraged these tumultuous, like unhealthy, just totally overly intense relationships to occur.
Well, they were also selling this whole practice of mirroring, which was them fixing the broken. So if you're not broken, if you're not upset, then there's nothing for them to help you with. This article from today.com also speaks to a psychologist and then a professional who has worked with former members of cults and former members of the Twin Flames universe. And this person finds the notion of the other half to be very misleading. I'm going to read right from the article, a quote from Bernstein, who they interviewed. "I think a person is a fully formed being and should not be given the impression that they're not whole without another human being. I think that's robbing someone of the feeling that they have a whole self." Bernstein also disagrees with the notion that there is only one person out there for a single person.
Fascinating, because in my article, a licensed psychotherapist, not that person, I can't say this person, Babita Spinelli.
Yeah.
Her quote. Oh, the same person?
No, there's a Spinelli in this one too. That's so funny. They must have interviewed the same psychotherapist.
But it was the same. It was very similar quote. Yeah. And I think this is the important part that I feel like each person who is qualified wants to say. And it's importantly, each person is still whole on their own. There is a misnomer that a twin flame completes you. In reality, relationships are meant to encourage you to be more complete in your own right.
Right. Right. It's a dangerous path to lead down, is to look for your other half. And I mean, I've said it jokingly, you know, here and there, like, oh, Randy's my other half. But I mean that more of like a, he's my partner. So I'm not even using it correctly when I've used it. It's more of like a slang term for, you know, my husband. And I should stop saying that, because he is not my other half. He complements me mm-hmm. and makes me better of who I am, right. and vice versa.
It encourages codependency.
Right, yes.
And that is a lot of what the twin flame world is you're so codependent on the other person, mm-hmm. which is not good.
Yes. So I wanted to play this little clip. This is from a YouTube video on the Twin Flames Universe YouTube channel. So it is public domain out there for everybody to find on their own. This is going to hear straight from Shalia and Jeff on mirroring.
Hey, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Shalia.
And today we're going to talk about twin flame mirroring.
Ooh.
All that good stuff. Maybe you've heard or you know or you've experienced your twin flame mirroring for you. Mm. Well, one of the interesting things is that even if you're not in union, but you know them, they can start mirroring for you immediately. Even if you haven't even met them, you can use your connection to them to mirror for you.
Right.
So what is mirroring? Mirroring is you see something in them, and it's actually because it's in you. Now, we've been through this a lot of times in our own union, in our own lives, been through this a lot of times with our clients and our students. Mirroring does exist, and it looks always like it's them who's doing the thing. And for the purposes of this video, you know, we're going to talk about the mirroring the not so pleasant things, mm-hmm. because it's the not so pleasant things that people have trouble with, and that's what we're going to help you with, is resolving those not so pleasant things. And when you resolve those not so pleasant things, it makes it a lot easier to have a harmonious union, come all the way into that place. Mirroring is the dynamic, or the phenomenon, you can call it, of looking at something outside of yourself and, you know, seeing yourself in it. And the truth is, that's all you'll ever see. The good in others is you. The bad in others is you. The obnoxious in others, it's definitely you.
But with your twin flame, it's just a little bit different, in the sense that because you share the same soul blueprint, the mirroring between you two is going to be very exacting. And even if it looks like, from the outside, that your twin flame, he's the motherfucker that's doing this to you.
He's mirroring that part.
Sorry,
of the
union,
right?
that is you, you know, pissing yourself off. And you're the one that has to resolve it in order to clear the block.
Don't need to resolve what they say their upset is. You only need to resolve whatever you're feeling upset about within.
Right, right.
Use the mirror exercise. Use the mirror exercise. It's a powerful tool.
Right.
Okay. There's some truth to reflection, right? But that is not what that is.
That's not, no.
And there is their answer to everything is to mirror it, mirror it, mirror it. Anytime they get any pushback, mirror it. So they have a little video that they play, and this is their, that's not them, it's like a cartoon. And so their definition of mirroring is, one, you identify the upset. So I just put Mike's name in because it was Bob or something, so I'm like pretending.
Yeah, right,
right. I'm actually, don't think this. I'm upset with Mike because he is ruining my life. So then number two, you change all nouns and pronouns to point to yourself. So I'm upset with myself because I am rejecting my true self and ruining my life.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And then number three is that you love yourself. So go within yourself and heal at that place that you are rejecting your true self or trying to sabotage your life or ruin it. Okay. Then the very next scene is this, they call him the bald guy from Germany. And he has all these cats around him. And he's telling Jeff and Shalia that his cats don't like him. I'm not kidding you. And guess what Jeff told him to do?
No.
Yep. He said, go get your cat and mirror with it.
Can we please bring the dogs in here and I can mirror exercise?
So, I feel like your dogs wanted to mirror with me today. That was wild. I was like, what do you have to tell me? But so he did the exercise with his cat, and then he came back later and he was like, they love me more now. And I was like, oh, what? Like, it's just why I tell you that. It doesn't even, I know it logically, it doesn't even line up with what I just said the steps are. But what I say is that that's their answer for literally everything. You're like, my stomach hurts from what I ate. Go do some mirroring exercises. You know, like yeah. That's the answer for all the things. And their goal, I would say, if we were looking at it in the most positive possible way, is that they're just trying to get the core of what you're thinking, of what you're feeling, like trying to get to the root of it in a very unhealthy way.
Yes.
Could you imagine getting into a fight with someone and just being like, everything that that person said to you, I would just be like, mirror that.
Mirror that.
Yeah. Mirror that.
I do think we need to talk about, because there is an actual psychological term called projection. And because I want you to know the distinct difference between this exercise that they're asking you to do and a legitimate psychological word, which is projection. And so the definition of projection is a psychological projection is a defense mechanism where individuals attribute their own unacceptable thoughts, feelings, or motives to another person. In doing so, they defend themselves against their own unconscious impulses or qualities by denying their existence in themselves and attributing them to others. So the examples that they give here are blaming others for one's own mistakes. So a student who didn't study for an exam might claim the teacher failed to teach the material properly. Or the office gossip, an employee who frequently talks about others might accuse colleagues of spreading rumors about them. So like those own fears that you have too. Like another example is like the person who's constantly worried about, like they are in like experiencing infidelity and like going out of sight of the relationship. And so they're constantly on the other person about you're being,
right,
you know, you're
right,
doing the same thing. So, you know,
and with every, with all of the things that we talk about, there has to be some sort of like kernel of truth, mm-hmm, because that is what people buy into. So sure, this is legitimate in the way that Sarah just said. And so, but they took it to like a
whole different level,
like way up there.
Yes. So they had a lot of people share their stories. And one of the stories that just really like my jaw dropped so far to the freaking, to my lap when I was watching this. And I thought about you immediately when they were talking about this relationship. So one of the partners that they had, so in this Twin Flames universe, you join and they guarantee that you're going to find your twin flame. They guarantee you this. So they start, if you're not finding someone on your own, matching
people
within the group.
They started matchmaking.
And so they put these two people together and this woman named Marley, who was only 19 years old when she started with this group. So she's a child, just has become an adult. They partner her with a man named Josh. And she said, she's like, I didn't like him at all initially. I found her words in the episode where I found him to be creepy. And so he was messaging her and he was sending song lyrics and they were like, read these lyrics. And she read them and it was to Lauren Daigle. She's like crying when she's reading the lyrics, but you could see as you're watching this interaction, because this documentary has classes that they've recorded on Zoom platforms that are uploaded on here. So you get to see these people having these experiences. She's crying, but you can see that these are not tears of like, I found my twin flame. These are tears of, oh my God, like this is not the person that I want to be matched with. So it turns out they do get together and there's a very tumultuous.
She moves.
Yes.
All by herself over to Utah.
Because he couldn't leave because of some like legal issues. He had been arrested.
Exactly. So like red flag, red flag. And they were like, oh, no problem. You go to him. Mm-hmm.
What? She left her family, 19 years old, moves to Provo, Utah, moves in with him. They begin this relationship. It is extremely tumultuous. It is a very tough relationship. And he ends up being diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder. And so she comes and says, like, when he has these episodes, like, I don't know what to do. And they literally throw mirror it. What's going on when you are not providing a happy and stable environment for him? So when you are not providing this happy and stable environment, he is having what you're calling an episode. His mental illness is your fault. Yes. I was blown away. Like I didn't even know. I had no words.
Yeah. I felt really, really sad for her. I felt Me too. You know, she was just so young and it was a dangerous situation. I mean, he was dangerous. And so, but she really wanted to make it work because that's what these people, these mentors are telling her that she has to do. It's a really a sad situation. And I would assume that had it been a physical illness that he probably would have said a similar thing. Like if you had blank, then they wouldn't have had a heart attack or gotten cancer or whatever it is, that there's so much blame.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was the one woman who got into a very bad car accident and she had several surgeries and she was with the man who they had confirmed, because they will, Jeff and Shalia will confirm for you your twin flame.
They hear it right from God.
They hear it. They get the message directly from God, which was new. That happened about halfway through
Lots
the journey.
Lots of things happened halfway yes. through the journey when it didn't go their way, which we'll mm-hmm. get into in a minute.
Yes. So when they got the message from God that this was her twin flame and that they had been confirmed, she had gotten into a car accident. She had to have several surgeries. So she was physically not feeling great. And he broke up with her. She was not in a mentally well space. She was not in a physically well space. So Jeff and Shalia told her that twin flame trumps everything, no matter what. So go get him. You need to go get him. So she confronts him. He over and over again, because she keeps coming back and saying, he's rejecting me. No, you're rejecting yourself. Go back and get him. Keep messaging him. Keep going after him. So the man goes and files a restraining order against her because she's harassing him
right
at this point. And so he says, Jeff and Shalia say, you need to talk as though you are still together. You need to talk to him as though you are still together and talk to other people like you are. Pursue your twin flame at all costs.
And that is just so creepy. Imagine being a person not in the community and that happening. I know what story you're finishing up here, but there's multiple times I even put it in my, like, the corner, because that I would say this is stalking is a big part of who they are. They are full on stalk. Like mm-hmm. they are like pro stalking.
Yes.
Pro, like, you know, pushing yourself on people
at all costs. Your twin flame at all costs. So this poor woman decides to go out for her birthday with her friends. They go out dancing, end up at the same place that this man who's filed a restraining order against her is also at. So he calls the police. She is escorted out of the club in handcuffs and taken to jail. And because she had deleted everybody's numbers out of her phone and only had her parents, who she wasn't talking to, and ex-boyfriend, who she can't talk to, in her phone, she has nobody to call. So she sits in jail for a month before she finally calls her parents and decides to go home.
When Jeff and Shalia have her back, it is like a party, because they feel like she has done the ultimate mm-hmm. sacrifice for her twin flame. But there was a twist, and I was like, what? They pushed her and pushed her because they wanted her to say that she knew he was going to be there. Mm-hmm. And as if this was a purposeful jail time stalking. Like, they really, really wanted her to admit, I planned this. I did this. I served my time for the love of my twin flame. Mm-hmm. I did it at all costs.
Yeah. And for them to have the onus taken off of them and it to be entirely her.
Oh, that's a huge part of it.
Liability, man.
Holy liability.
He was yelling at her. He's like, was this your, did you, he said, are you a criminal or are you at the highest spiritual awakening of your life? Those are the two options you get, he gave. And as a cult leader, that's extremely smart. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They give you two options. One that is extremely desirable and one that you never want to be labeled as. Are you a criminal or are you at the highest spiritual awakening?
So along with this woman, many, if not all the people that we hear from in both documentaries work for them. So this is where they're trying to get them on forced labor. There is an investigation because they need free people to, they need people to work. They need people to do the website, to do graphic design, to do marketing, to get more people. They need coaches. They need all of these things. And there's something about getting their, their love and their, you know, is it accolade? Would that be right?
Yeah.
You know, like they're you are so amazing that we want you to join us as a leader in this group. I don't know. In that situation, it sounds very desirable. And so that's like part of why you go and say, okay, I will give you hours upon hours. Many of these people quit their jobs and really relied on the little money they made coaching and wanted to just keep getting like, I think some of them really thought they were helping people too.
I absolutely think that they did, because I think a lot of these people are good people that were looking for partnership, we're looking for community, and we're looking to help others, but also needing income.
Right.
And so this was just another multi-level marketing company in disguise, as, you know, they did their coaching and, you know, at first were able to keep 100% of their coaching proceeds. And then about halfway through,
when Jeff was like, I'm going to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. And he got so greedy. They both did.
Right.
They both got very, very greedy and they wanted money. And they weren't shy about it.
No.
No humility on that end. It was interesting how they were very open with the fact that my goal is to be rich because I deserve it. Mm-hmm.
Look at my $100,000 Porsche Cayenne car. Look at this is my house. This is my pool in the backyard. Literally, you can go on a tour on their YouTube channel. They'll take you around your house and cars and everything that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. He says right on there, it's an 85 inch TV. I can buy one of those every day if I want. What an interesting thing to say.
it was a weird flex, right?
Yeah, it was a weird flex.
The cool thing about the Netflix documentary, they're both great, but is that you get behind the scenes stuff that they never wanted to be published or put out there. So you get actual leadership meetings where he's like fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
And you can see those in that particular documentary. So, you know, we don't want to give it all away because it is worth a watch. But there is one more part that I feel like we should talk about. The fact when they ran out of men people in the group. And I knew going into this episode, I should have said this at the beginning. I laugh at this. It is not funny. No. People's lives were absolutely ruined. I laugh because it's what I do in things that are so unbelievable and hard to like process. This is, and I laugh at Jeff and Shalia part also.
Not the victims.
Not anyone who was involved, because I don't believe anyone below them ever was in it for anything but to help people. And so these people's lives and watching their parents talk about it is really hard. It's a hard one to see. You lose your child to something like this. And I was like, awesome, another thing to worry about. Mm. So what happens next is just, it's so bad for the people involved and also so bad for the trans community.
Right. So they at one point decide to the way that they're going to pay as little taxes as possible is to become a religion. So part of the organization becomes a religious organization, and they become a nonprofit with these for-profit companies underneath in the same umbrella. I don't even know how that works or how that's legal, but that's for someone else to figure out at the IRS. So as part of that, or because this is their personal beliefs, I'm not sure where it came from. I was thinking it was this, you know, integration of religion into it. They are now saying, because they initially had members of the LGBTQ community in the Twin Flames Universe group.
They were fine with that.
They were fine with that. And they, you know, encouraged it. And then when they became this religious organization, things changed.
There was a shift.
And they started to say that there is only divine masculine, divine feminine. There is nothing else. So there's no non-binary. There's no anything else. It is masculine, feminine, and only those two can meet and can join. So only a masculine and feminine partnership of a twin flame can come together. So they're pairing people in this group, and they're running out of men.
Because what do you think this is front-loaded with? You've got a lot of women because they want to fall in love. And so there's not enough men to go around.
Yes. So they come up with a plan that I don't even know how. I would love to have been a fly on the wall when they came together and thought,
so I see it as them just like laying in bed being like, the money's not coming in. You know, we ran out of people. What should we do? And then just spitfiring. And then finally they're like, Jeff probably was like, I know. We'll tell them they were meant to be a man, that they're actually the divine masculine. And so then it will be a divine masculine with a divine, was it feminine?
Feminine.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I see it something like that. Or they're like, I don't know, having drinks, or they're just like fucking around. I mean, I just see it as them like spitfiring the most random possibilities and just being like, that's the one we're going to go with.
It makes a mockery of the trans yes. community. It makes a mockery of people who genuinely have gender dysmorphia and who are figuring this out and working through it themselves by taking a group of people and saying, you're looking for true love? Don't you worry. I've got you, because I am pairing you now with this other woman. Here's the deal, though. You now have to change your name to a male name. You have to change your pronouns to he, him, and you have to cut your hair, and you have to start dressing masculine. These were the rules. And they were making them come up with names like on the spot. This woman was named Anne. He's like, how about Dan? And she's like, I don't want to be Dan. Like, I don't want, that doesn't resonate with me. He's like, look, I'm trying to help you here. I don't know what the problem is.
He said, I know angry men, and I'm looking at one right now. Mm-hmm. And this is like thousands of people in these Zoom calls. So there are people all over the place. It's not like a one-on-one right. listening to this mm-hmm. and watching these people be almost tortured, which then I wonder.
It's abuse. It is
did
abuse.
Did that not feel like a wake-up call? But maybe you're just so deep in. You're like, yeah, they're resisting. And then you see the breakthrough. And the breakthrough, really, they interview them later, is just them being like, I just wanted them to shut up.
To stop, yeah.
So, you know, and there is, it goes so far as to two of them, I think, get top surgery. And it's just tragic. It's just tragic. And there are representatives from the trans community who do speak on this, because it's really what they say is what, you know, is it's not. You, no one should ever tell you what you are.
No.
You know? And so, I mean, to me, it was just a solution to make more money. They didn't give a damn.
No.
And there was someone who reached out and said, you know, I'm really struggling with depression. And somebody wrote, have you tried mirroring?
Have you tried mirroring that?
And then she does, that person eventually does say maybe you should seek help, but the individual died by suicide because they didn't get the help that they needed, or they got misled, or I am sure this community did not lift them up or help them make them feel any better. They probably felt more separate from who they were. Or confused. I would think going in, I would be like, it's just a whole lot of gaslighting.
Well, when you're already in a space of depression and then you're struggling with relationships because of that, and then you're told that you're struggling with those relationships because it's your fault, because whatever you're upset about within yourself. I mean, your sense of worth,
right,
just goes through it's the complete opposite of what you need, which is therapy and, you know, possibly medication, whatever. Like, you need professional help, not someone who decided, I'm going to be a millionaire, so I'm going to put this university together and make shit up as I go and say what I need to say to make as much money as possible. You are screwing with people's lives. And these are so similar. I mean, you've heard us say this when we talk about Teal Swan in that episode, which you can go listen to as well in the back catalog. You've heard us talk about it with Bentino Massaro in that episode. They're all the same.
So they all have this thread that is the same. And it's incredibly abusive, and it plays on people's insecurities and their desire to be part of something. The thing that they sell in Twin Flames universe is called MAP. So it's mind alignment process. And it's supposed to heal your trauma at the core. Well, we all know Scientology, right? You pay all that money to audit. And then you get to the very top. And they're like, actually, there's 10 more.
There is no very top.
No. And they audit you. And that's just basically picking apart everything that you know, that any insecurity, any thoughts, any, like, I don't know, anything you could have done wrong. It's just breaking you down, breaking you down, breaking you down. And then what was NXIVM? It was ESP.
Well, ESP was the name of the group, the Executive
Success
Program. That was the name of the program that became NXIVM.
But I think that was the class, though, too.
That was the classes that they took. But the process that they went through was very – it was auditing, but it wasn't called that. But it was the same thing as auditing from Scientology.
Because they would say you need to go make an appointment with blank to –
Keith Raniere, yeah, too.
Or just any of them, any of the leaders. Mm-hmm. And it was something where you did one-on-one, and it was basically that, like, mm-hmm. mirroring.
Mm-hmm. This every group has it. And then we didn't find a name for it with Teal Swan's group, but you can see it. You can watch it happen where they sit around in a group and they just go around and say horrible things about one person. Just that one person is getting ripped apart.
It's really, really scary how similar they all are.
Also, the term mind alignment process just feels so yucky to me anyways, because what are we aligning to? We're aligning to their values. You're not aligning to something that you believe in. You're aligning to what they're telling you to align to.
But, like, at a very base level, I was like, huh, that makes sense, because what they're talking about is you're fractured because of your trauma. Mm-hmm. And so what this process is supposed to do is to help reintegrate yourself back together. Makes sense. But who the hell are these people?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. But the people that they have doing
like
it.
Like, who?
You're no, like Joe Schmo off the street.
And they're like, they are certified in doing this. Well, who certified them? Oh, it's Jeff? Okay.
Jeff and Shalia.
Jeff, you have a business degree. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. These are not psychologists, therapists. These are not mental health professionals that are doing this. The scary part is that they will grab onto, and just like NXIVM would grab onto celebrities, like, and Scientology grabs onto celebrities because they want that notoriety. They want somebody that they can say, like, look, we have this big person here that supports us and is part of us. You should come join us too. They had this woman who was like a bigwig at like the Pentagon and had all of these ins with government officials. And so they were trying to sell their MAP programming to the Pentagon for PTSD for soldiers coming back from war.
I mean, she had a doctorate, but we don't know in what.
In what?
Like, could it be literature?
Yeah.
Sorry, I needed one of those. I needed to lighten that up a little bit. So check out both docuseries if you can. If you have Netflix, I think it's a little bit more deep because they had that back catalog, which blew it out of the water. Mm-hmm. But then from a different perspective, the one on Prime is also very good. The person who immersed herself in them was a journalist. Her name was Alice Hines, and she goes to their house. And so she spends an entire day with them, and she was scared. She put on her, you know, her thing, like, you know, dropped a pin as to where she was to her family and her editor.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to play one clip from the documentary because I just want to show how dangerous these types of people are and how they go and they are looking for people, very specific groups of people. And so I just wanted to play this clip. Is from the second episode of the Netflix series Escaping Twin Flames.
This week I'm targeting sexual assault, sexual harassment programs and opportunities.
We had a meeting one day about how to fish for clients for MAP sessions. We were going in PTSD groups, injury groups, fibromyalgia groups.
The internet is a place teeming with people with problems. And if you walk up with a solution, oh, honey, people are lined up out your door.
We were coached to tell people that it would heal all of their problems.
Let's license this, you know, this training program to the military, and then I'll be a billionaire.
A billionaire.
Billionaire. What you heard were videos that they had from their leadership meetings, and they have this because one of the members, she says, hold on to this drive, and I thought it was just the YouTube videos that were already out there. She's like, but I opened it, and it was literally everything. Every leadership meeting they had ever had, every leadership call, every coach training, every deleted video they had taken off of YouTube because of it, you know, indicating them having this high level control group. They took them down. That was all on that drive. So the documentary is chock full of some goodies, just like that. Just be careful what you're researching. Be careful what you're looking for out there. I know we all want community. We all want love. We all want that connection. And so I don't want anybody to be jaded. I don't want anybody to go into things with this like fear, but I just do want you to go into it with knowledge and just knowing what red flags to look for and those types of things. So just, you know, go into it with hope and avoid the things that we know are out there that are not good for you. And this is one of them.
This one is rough. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really difficult because they're popping up everywhere. I was just telling Sarah about another one. It's like mother love or love, I'm not sure, but the woman claims she's God on Max. And it's a very similar community. They're everywhere. It's so prevalent. And maybe they've always been there. And because of social media, we know more and movies, but I'm not sure. And they all are just looking for someone who needs help. And so hopefully you can like go to a professional. Go to the qualified.
Yes, exactly. Just want to make it clear that Jeff and Shalia and the Twin Flames universe have denied all allegations and claims that have been made against them, and that this was purely our take and opinions solely on the documentaries that we watched.
Just two unqualified therapists doing a little Google research and watching docuseries. Yes. Having their opinions.
Yeah. And you can have your own opinions and watch and listen to what you desire.
So if there is a topic that you're interested in that you would like us to research and dig a little deeper on, go ahead and send that to us at unqualifiedtherapists@gmail.com. You can always DM us on Instagram. We're really quick there. And we would love to hear from you.
We love these pop culture episodes. We hope you do too. If there's anything else you want to hear about, let us know.
We hope that you have a great week and that you stay wild.
And Weird Warriors, we love you. This episode was brought to you by Sarah Simone and Amy Baumgartner. Theme song and other music provided by Epidemic Sound. All episodes are mixed, mastered, and produced by me, Sarah Simone. To help us keep making episodes just like this one, consider supporting us on patreon.com/unqualifiedtherapistsinc. Or share us with a friend, relative, coworker, hairstylist, butcher, baker, candlestick maker. Sharing us not only helps keep the mics on, but it furthers our mission in removing the stigma. If you have a mental health journey you'd like to share, email us at unqualifiedtherapists unqualifiedtherapists@gmail.com or reach out to us on our website, www.unqualifiedtherapists.com. Until next time, hold on, warrior. We're gonna make it. Shut it out, make it when we go. You're my one.